You may have heard me mention in prior homilies that when I was in elementary school, I had a speech impediment for about 5-6 years. So I went to speech classes several times a week. It was pretty severe. I've explained that, like I said, in other homilies. It got me thinking this morning about it, hearing this deaf man who had a speech impediment healed by Jesus. And I was thinking, I'm sure glad that Jesus was not my speech pathologist, because it was a pretty violent thing, taking fingers, putting them in ears, touching tongues, spitting. That's not how they do speech pathology anymore. But it's kind of fun to think about. This morning, in light of today's gospel, I want to make sure that we know the distinction, the difference between hearing and listening. That hearing is something that we can do. You're hearing me right now. But you might not necessarily be listening. When we pray, we can sit down and we can say, I want to hear you, Lord. But we might not always be listening. What's the difference? Hearing often is merely physical. We hear sounds, we hear noises, we hear voices. But listening requires something else. It requires the heart. In today's gospel, when Jesus heals this man, what allowed him to speak was his hearing to be healed. Because if you and I know anybody who has hearing problems, especially if they're deaf, the reason they cannot speak is because they're deaf. Now, I'm no speech pathologist, no irony there. But oftentimes, the reason somebody can't speak is because they're deaf. What allows this man today to be healed and to speak is to have his hearing fixed. In order for him to speak, he needs to be able to hear. And once that happens, it says the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. What does that mean for you and for me? How oftentimes have we been in conversations with people and we say things like, no, you're not listening to me. And the person can say, no, I am. I'm hearing the words you're saying. But no, you're not listening to me. No, I hear what you're saying. No, you're not understanding me. Ah, there's a difference between hearing and listening. So, what's the take home for that for us today? How oftentimes can I sit over in the chapel at the rectory and be praying a holy hour and simply be there, but not really be listening? How oftentimes can you and I come to Mass and hear the readings and hear the words, but not necessarily be listening? It's so important for us to be able to listen, especially to one voice, the voice of God. We hear in the book of Genesis today that there's a lot of other voices out there. That voice that caused the original sin in Eve, that said things like, God doesn't care about you. God doesn't have your best interests in mind. That's a voice that Eve heard. Should she have listened to it? No. There's all kinds of voices you and I hear. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not holy enough. All kinds of voices like that that we hear. But those voices we should not listen to. The only voice we should listen to is the voice of God and the voice of our brothers and sisters, our family and friends that are in need. Let's make sure we know that difference between hearing, which is merely physical, and listening, which involves the heart.